And once again, we've got a full half hour ahead with a great mix of inspirational music, spots and stories for you to relax and enjoy. My name is Simon Peterson and you're tuned to New Beat. And we're going to kick off with a dance number from Cherisha and NTL, ready to dance tonight. That's Cherisha and NTL, and later in today's show, NTL will personally introduce another of his songs. Time now for our thought for the day, which is...
To put the needs and desires of another person above your own is love in its purest form.
A wealth of health, keeping you fit for life.
You will feel a whole lot better after a hug. Medical researchers have concluded that the secret of longevity may lie in nothing more outlandish than what comes naturally to mothers the world over, a hug. A good old-fashioned cuddle, say the scientists, can reduce heart disease, cut down stress, and promote longevity. The researchers even advise nervous public speakers to indulge in a bit of hugging before they go on stage to face their audience. At the heart of it is the so-called cuddle hormone, oxytocin, a chemical associated with a range of health benefits, which shows a marked increase in the blood supply after just 10 minutes of warm, supportive touching. The scientists also found the quality of the hug is crucial.
Yeah. show you love him too.
Just a little love can indeed go a long, long way to encourage others, especially those in our family, our children, brothers and sisters, husband or wife, who sadly are often those we become the most familiar with and show the least love to. I'm reminded of the silly story of the farmer's wife who, at the end of a heavy day's work, set before her men folks a heaping pile of hay. And when they indignantly demanded whether she'd gone crazy, she replied, "Why? How did I know you'd notice? I've been cooking for you men for the past 20 years, and in all that time, I ain't heard no word to let me know that you wasn't just eating hay." When a study was made a few years ago on runaway wives, what do you think was discovered to be the main reason wives ran away? It was lack of appreciation. And I bet that a similar study made of runaway husbands would come out the same way. We often take those dearest to us so much for granted that we never let them know we appreciate them. Well, here's a song from an old friend of mine, Jeremy Spencer, who's enshrined in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as one of the great blues guitarists of all time. This is a song he wrote in appreciation of his wife, Serena.
Serene, Serena, Serene, Serena, Serene, Serena, I love you so. Serene, Serena, with a serene demeanor. Serene, Serena, I love you so. I was fighting way across the sea. I was lonely,
came to me. I was hungry, you nourished me. Serene, Serena, Serene, Serena, Serene, Serena, I love you so. Serene, Serena, with a serene demeanor. Serene, Serena, I love you so. I was crying, you dried my tears. I was frightened, you calmed my fears. Within sight, beyond your time of war. I was wounded, you healed the sore. You gave me something worth dying for. Serene, Serena, Serene, Serena, Serene, Serena, I love you so. Serene, Serena, Serene, Serena, Serene, Serena, I love you so.
Here's a couple of addresses for you to take note of. Firstly, a www.activated.org, where you can log on and read the Activated magazine and also sign up for a variety of different inspirationals, which can be sent to you daily. And also, if you'd like to download some of the original songs that you hear on Newbeat, well, they're available at www.newbeat.org. That's N-U-B-E-A-T, newbeat.org. And if you'd like to write to us, well, our email is mail@radioactivated.com.
You have an emergency patient, doctor.
Right, lay him on the operating table. Nurse, operating gloves.
Yes, doctor.
Yes, and the light?
Lights?
A surgery knife.
Here you go, doctor.
Radio?
Radio, doctor?
Yes, radio quickly. It's time for the Newbeat show.
Oh, Newbeat.
Yes, you're with Newbeat. Hope you're enjoying the variety of inspirational music and special features that I'm presenting for you on today's show. Time now for our feature where one of the Newbeat artists introduces one of their own songs. And today's artist is NTL.
This song is called Undoubtedly Have You. I wrote it about 5 years ago. Now, I started writing this song when I was sort of down, going through this difficult situation, which is not always the best time to write a song because it's going to probably come out a little bit sad. And thankfully, I left it alone for a year, and I came back to it after I had totally forgotten about my troubles and sorrows when I started writing it. And I finished the song up, and I was happy with the results because instead of being a sad, downer kind of a song, it ended up being a happy one. Hope you enjoy it.
She trusts me and she calls me friend. And when I close my eyes, I'm taking me to a place I've never been. Far beyond the
textured man. She reached for me and then I know that without her I couldn't breathe. And I just can't believe I need her so. She's everything I am. Yeah, she's everything I am. Since I breathed her air, there ain't no way I'm turning back. I should be right here to stay forever when my heart cries out for peace. So let me know this one thing will always remain true. As long as there's a sky above, I'll undoubtedly have you. Let me know this one thing can't make or break the rules. I need to trust down in my heart, I'll undoubtedly have you. Undoubtedly have you, I'll undoubtedly have you. I've stumbled on my path in life and come to find real peace of mind. When with her my eyes are blind to a world that's cruel and cold. She soothes my heart and soul. I'll find the strength to carry on. If she stays in my heart, I know that my faith to live is strong. She rejuvenates my soul. Yeah, rejuvenates my soul. Since I breathed her air, there ain't no way I'm turning back. She'll be right here to stay forever when my heart cries out for peace. This one thing will always remain true. As long as there's a sky above, I'll undoubtedly have you. Let me know this one thing will last my whole life through. I need to trust down in my heart, I'll undoubtedly have you. Undoubtedly have you, I'll undoubtedly have you. Let me know this one thing will always remain true. As long as there's a sky above, I'll undoubtedly have you. Let me know this one thing can make or break the rules. I need to trust down my heart, I'll undoubtedly have you. Let me know this one thing will always remain true. As long as there's a sky above, I'll undoubtedly have you. Yes, I know this one thing will last my whole life through. I need to trust down in my heart, I'll undoubtedly have you. Undoubtedly have you, I'll undoubtedly have you.
Thank you, NTL. Well, you're with New Beats, and time now for today's Words from the Wise. And today's wise words are from Albert Schweitzer, the German-born theologian and missionary to Africa.
Life becomes harder when we live for others, but it also becomes richer and happier.
It's the spirit in Africa.
recorded in our Radioactive studios. That's Kowessa with Spirit in Africa.
Did you know?
If you're an adult of average weight, here is what you accomplish in 24 hours. Your heart beats approximately 104,000 times. Your blood travels about 168 million miles. You breathe about 23,000 times. You inhale about 440 cubic feet of air. You speak about 4,800 words, including some unnecessary ones. And you move 750 muscles. And you exercise 7 million brain cells. Feel tired?
Oh, I knew that.
Our final song on today's show is from Vass Myers, and I think this short story leads well into it. In the Highlands of Scotland, a little group of people were talking about heroism. They were saying that sooner or later, everybody had to practice some kind of heroism. A young man turned to an old woman who looked so ordinary and so serene. He did not know that life had been a series of tragic events for her. "And what kind of heroism do you practice?" he asked with an obvious air of superiority. After all, what kind of heroism could there be in a life like hers? "Me?" she said. "I practice the heroism of going on."
I saw you when no one noticed. I watched you from day to day. Observed your humble spirit, admired your simple ways. I wondered what it had cost you to so willingly play your part. Until I could not hold back the words that filled my heart. You are the unsung hero, hopes and dreams go, that other lives may find what they're dreaming of. Giving yourself to the uttermost, holding on no matter what the cost. In all the world there is no greater love. So much to tell you, the words seem so hard to find, to show the admiration I feel so deep inside. All of those unseen labors that nobody seems to see are making your crown in heaven that will shine eternally. You are the unsung hero, letting your hopes and dreams go, that other lives may find what they're dreaming of. Giving yourself to the uttermost, holding on no matter what the cost. In all the world there is no greater love. Oh, I couldn't do what I do without you there to help me through. Our lives would know an emptiness without your love.
Feel your sacrifices and labors of love are unnoticed and unappreciated. Well, don't worry. God has a great big book, and every deed of love and kindness will be greatly rewarded. That was Vas Mayer's Unsung Hero, bringing us to the end of today's show. I'll be back next time with some more New Beat. Our email is mail@radioactivated.com if you'd like to write. Well, this is Simon and all here at Radioactive Productions saying bye for now.